News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn to the Middle East headlines this morning that Donald Trump left the G7 early after warning Iranians to evacuate Tehran. We're joined by Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Mark, just can you bring us up to speed firstly, what is happening on the ground where you are?
Well, it's been another dramatic morning here. About 20 minutes ago, we received alerts on our phones to, and I'm speaking to you from Jerusalem, we received alerts on our phones from the Home Front Command to head to be in the proximity of a bomb shelter or a safe room. Some between 20 and 30 Iranian ballistic missiles were fired at Israel, and just 2 minutes ago, we received the all clear, which means this latest attack is over. We know of between one and three hits in Israel. One was on a town north of Tel Aviv. The other two, we're not sure yet, but the alerts were for most of the country. It seems at the moment, initial reports at least, is that no one was killed and just a few people lightly injured.
Okay. What is the, is there much talk? I'm sure when something like that's happening, you're probably just concentrating on the job in hand, getting to safety. But is there much commentary, much talk about that speculation, Donald Trump leaving the G7 meeting early, talk about negotiations, and Donald Trump also issuing a pretty stark warning to Tehran as well, to people there to evacuate?
Well, I'm sure, as you are aware, it's very difficult to know with Donald Trump. He sends out contradictory messages between one day and the next. And just in the last half hour, he sent a very rather insulting message criticizing the French President Macron and making it clear that the reason he left was not to engage in ceasefire contacts with Iran. So that's the very latest for this hour, at least. As I said, it might change in the next half hour. The Iranians have indicated that they are now willing to re-engage in ceasefire talks. But Israel is not really taking that very seriously, to tell you the truth, because, as you know, there were 60 days of ceasefire talks that led nowhere. And we know that there was no significant progress, because if there had been progress, then Donald Trump wouldn't have given Israel the green light to carry out this attack. We'll know Iran is serious when we see a public statement that they are willing to compromise on the main issue, which is, of course, the question of the enrichment of uranium. When the Iranians indicate some progress on that front, then we'll know that it's probably serious.
I imagine there's quite a bit of public support in Israel at the idea of stopping Iran developing a nuclear bomb. But is there a lot of support for Netanyahu's statement about reshaping the Middle East? How has that been received by the public?
I think reshaping the Middle East, or the hope that the Middle East can be reshaped, will depend very much on the outcome of this war. I mean, all possibilities, all scenarios are possible at this juncture. We're only on day five of the war. We don't know how it's going to end up. It could, for instance, as far as Israel is concerned, the best case scenario, lead to regime change. Or it could lead to the same regime in power, but with a deal to end the Iranian nuclear project. Either of those two scenarios would indeed pave the way for reshaping the Middle East, and maybe realignment of Israel with the moderate Sunni Arab states against what will remain of the Iranian regime. So it's a bit premature to talk about realigning the Middle East. Let's see how this current conflict ends, first of all.
Okay, well, thank you for talking to us this morning. Mark Weiss there, Israel correspondent with the Irish.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Times.